May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Today I'll be discussing a compendium that I published this last Sunday on the full moon in Aquarius. Subject of this compendium is Dynamics of the Great Awakening. So this is part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series, which is my weekly blog that you can subscribe to with an email at cosmiclove@mcn.net. cosmiclove@mcn.net. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. For those who are listening to the podcast replay, you can customize the Cosmic Love multimedia show by opening the show podcast in one window, pausing at any time to watch videos or read articles as you follow the narrative of contents in another window. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the cosmic weather, you know, the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather, as you might say. So right now, the good news is that we have the second full moon in Aquarius of the month, which is a very strong thrust for an Aquarian purpose. This doesn't happen very often. The sign of Aquarius is smaller than most. A lunar cycle is shorter than most month cycles, so you can get a full moon in Aquarius in the beginning of the month and in the very end of the month. It's pretty rare, but like I say, it's a very serious thrust for a purpose. So I'm going to give just a little bit of an orientation of the astrology, the cosmic weather, a little bit of cosmogenesis here with the current transits. Transits for today, the planets continue to move and they continue to geometrize relationships with each other. And basically, in the cosmic holodeck, the holographic field in the holographic universe, and the holodeck between your ears, this creates energetic dynamics that we're all susceptible to, some more sensitive to others. Of course, this is unconscious, subconscious. As you become more conscious of how you are conscious, you know, the cosmic weather, then you can realize how we're being tested. And of course, the whole idea of becoming aware of these things is that once you become aware of, you know, half of passing every test is knowing what the test is. So there's some interesting geometry going on now, interesting geometric aspects that's affecting the collective consciousness. One of them is an arrow yod. Yod is sometimes called the fickle finger of fate. And it's pointing to focusing with the sun in Leo before it goes into Virgo. And it's in a relationship with an opposition with the moon, which is conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter being in Aquarius, Moon being in Pisces, and also being this yod geometry is 150 degree angles of the Sun with Neptune in Pisces and the Sun with Pluto in Capricorn. Those two are sextile each other. Now, I usually don't get into astrology, psychology too much as far as these geometric aspects go. But there's a very interesting power of love, Neptune and Pluto. Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. It's a very high spiritual energy. It's in Pisces, which is exalted in the sign of Pisces. So it varies by high spiritual energies in sextile of Pluto, which is powerful transformation. And sextile is a good harmonic, you might say, working relationship. And they're both pointing to, directing energy to the sun in the last degree of Leo, 30 degrees Leo. And the boomerang aspect of that is an opposition back to Jupiter conjunct the moon, as I mentioned before, and that creates a polarity, a dynamic, which is very powerful for expansive educational, religious, philosophical, you know, consciousness that's magnified by the moon. So anyway, there's a very unique dynamic there. I'm not going to go into it anymore. It's all psychobabble for people that aren't familiar with astrology, and even those who are, most popular astrologies don't go this deep into the geometry of divinity, you know, you might say God, G-O-D consciousness, regarding the energetics of the holographic universe and how these are focused in our consciousness in different ways. So that's one aspect going on. There's also a grand Earth trine going on with Uranus, Mercury, Mars, and Pluto. Mercury is conjunct Mars in Virgo, which is a very, might say, higher mental, intense, energized mental body in Virgo, which tends to get into details anyway. And so that Mars and the Mercury in Virgo is trine Uranus in the sign of Taurus, which is a very stable sign. Uranus is a very unstable, quixotic, like lightning bolts or laser flashes of insight. And it's, that Uranus is also trying to Pluto, again, that powerful transformation principle in Capricorn. And so that Earth trine is a very grounding energy of this, you might say, powerful transformation insight into what's going on. So I thought I'd mention this dynamic going on today because it is so amazing in many regards. I could spend more time on it, but I just wanted to give a little sense of the cosmic weather for today is unique. So, again, I reference this because in the beginning God geometrized. This is the ancient Hermetic philosophy. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. And now is always the best time to get right with God, geometric order, divinity, the order of the universe, and get a little insight in what's going on in the quantum field. And again, as I said many times, the age of Aquarius will sometimes be referred to as the quantum age because there will be a scientific understanding of homeopathy and astrology and other quantum science principles and processes that will create a quantum age. And so the Aquarian age, as far as how we're all connected and instant everywhere, interactive, unified field, unity consciousness. Now, this is pioneering the new frontier of Aquarius over this next 2,000 years. We're right at the cusp of Aquarius, Aquarian spring over the next 9-10 years. We're really looking at the initiation of this quantum understanding of reality therapy, you might say. So I wanted to reference that before I get into this very Aquarian subjects of today, kind of archetypal power of love. Of course, power is the blue flame. The love is the pink flame. And you combine the power of love. You've got the violet flame and the Holy Spirit, the violet spirit of love and action, you know, will be defining, refining, and shining the Aquarian age, the age of the Holy Spirit, violet flame, love and action. And so today I'm going to give some archetypal insight into that age because of the double whammy of this Aquarian, this full moon in Aquarius. From the beginning to the end of the month, there's been some amazing energy has coalesced that I've tried to tune into. And as I'm vetting videos and articles of the week, of the last couple of weeks, and the best stuff that's out there. And the first one I put right up at the top of this compendium, which is in the show notes, video of the month, Cosmic Co-Creation, and this is by way of Carrie Cassidy of Project Camelot, is regarding this military insider talking about, Project Looking Glass. You know, this very, I've talked about this in other shows. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's extremely advanced quantum technology for giving a reading of the timeline on the portents, probability, possibilities, etc., for the emerging trendings into the future. And this video is referring to, and this was, this video was given, was recorded a decade ago, which makes it even more incredible as we see the events described unfold on the planet today, with the takeaway that we are co-creating our reality on a planetary scale, and the Great Awakening is our divine destiny. So this video is called Top Secret Technology Predicted the Great Awakening. So basically, this military insider who worked with Project Looking Glass and these above top secret projects that we're seeing into the future to basically trend fit the agenda of, let's just say, the white hats in government. And then white hats have taken control of this technology and have access to technology. And even the black hats that have had this technology are seeing that the timeline is converging. The timelines are converging, and the Great Awakening is ordained for this time. We're talking about into this next 10 years, this Aquarian Spring, as I refer to, like Arab Spring, this Aquarian Spring at the cusp of Aquarius, timelines are converging, and the Great Awakening is ordained for this time. So the deep state sees that there's no stopping it. There's no stopping the Great Awakening. And again, it's largely because of the instant, everywhere, interactive internet, net reality globally is a new unified field, unity consciousness, and there's a mass awakening that's matriculating the matrix, you might say, of the collective unconscious, collective consciousness, unity consciousness, the unified field, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, you know, it's all coming together. We're all connected. And it's basically that connection is awakening individually and collectively with more light and Aquarian love, easier and faster. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The higher the understanding of love, cosmic love, universal love, the greater the results. So framing the first principles of cosmic law is something I'm getting into this show today, into this compendium. Again, the link to this compendium, if you want to read along, it's in the show notes. And we're talking about the Great Awakening is our divine destiny. It's ordained for this time, and the deep state are pretty much freaking out. Their time is short, their fear is great, and they want everyone to be just as miserable as they are. So that's going on. In the quantum world, quantum field, those who know much about quantum science know that the observer affects the observed. The mere state of observing trendings into the future is affecting it. And of course, the way the observation of the future and how the timelines are converging and how it's all connected, it is shaping. This is what's shaping the great convergence, you might say, the great awakening. And the deep state's freaking out, and they're pushing their great reset agenda, which is basically to preempt the unified field mass awakening and create a totalitarian top-down programming of the mass media's mass mind with basically the agenda of total information, surveillance, control agenda. You know, the old new world order agenda retrofitted with their great reset newspeak, you know, doublespeak, basically just blather, you know, saying things like, you won't own anything and you'll be happy. You know, that's, you know, if we're all happy drone slaves or cyborgs, or, you know, we've, collective consciousness has been inverted, subverted, and perverted. I guess that's what they would call happy for them, because they can own and control the human and physical resources of the planet, and we just become their robot slaves. I mean, it's just pretty much, people that have been following what's been going on last year and a half or know what I'm talking about. And I don't mean to be excessively cynical, but I'm pulling out the stops for this show, folks. And the whole spirit I've been kind of culturing over the last year and a half is, you know, wake up, wise up, rise up, and be conscious of how we are individually and collective and conscious, individually and collectively conscious, to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So look to see, know to be, geometric order divinity, you know, the love model, geometrically ordered divinity, circle, triangle, square, first principles of cosmic law, and the TLC connection. That's been the theme I've been orchestrating or coordinating or otherwise manifesting over the last year and a half, in essence. And the idea of that faith is holding space for what you truly want with effective sensory perception, ESP, effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And how to become conscious of how your conscious or your perception is more effective. That's keeping the faith and holding space for what you truly want. The opposite of that is fear. It's holding space, virtually praying for what you don't want. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. That's my prelude to this compendium, Dynamics of the Great Awakening. And I love this quote by Krishnamurti, and he says, "It is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society." So I'm sorry, folks. I hate to break the news to you, but mass awakening from the nightmare of this last year is necessary before awakening to the extraordinary opportunity for general enlightenment and Aquarian freedom at all community levels, local and global. So my attitude is, you know, been down so long, it looks like up from here. You know, things are turning around. People are waking up. It's our divine destiny, global mass awakening. The Great Awakening is upon us, and we need to get over it. I mean, the nightmare has been, understanding this nightmare is really understanding the mass psychosis of the last 18 months, as explained in the first video of the previous compendium. Which, of course, I have archived on my website for this last year, Aquarian Spring. And there's nothing in this previous compendium goes into how there's nothing more freaking cynical and evil than a sick, corrupt healthcare system that creates and treats global disease for profit, power, and population reduction, like in a bad dream or totalitarian horror movie. I mean, this is what we're looking at. And that gambit has now been thoroughly exposed. I mean, I've documented it. Plenty of articles and videos, hundreds of videos and articles over this last year. And there's no hiding the raw, unabashed truth that's coming out. I'll be going into some of it, more of it today, more specifically today, not so general, warm, fuzzy orientation, but I'm really going into this understanding of the vax side effects, how they've harmed millions and killed as much as a million people in the United States, and how it's being covered up, and how we're seeing killing fields are hiding in plain sight. And there's details on this, on how many people have been harmed, how many millions have been harmed with side effects, and how many people are actually, approximately a million Americans alone have died as a result of these vaccinations. There's details that two sources. One is an open letter of support to the unvaccinated. You can read that article. You can also watch this video I have here, open letter of support to the unvaccinated, that I recorded. It was recorded at the Heart Center, and I think it was Wednesday, August the 26th. They published it, and it's a it's a video that you can see. It's a Rumble video, August 28th, 2021. You can watch that video. I think it's only about 7 minutes long. So I get, you know, a pretty thorough orientation to it. It's basically doing a reading from the letter to the editor that was in the Livingston Enterprise. More information can be gleaned from that open letter of support to the unvaccinated that was published in Natural Life News, and you can read that article also, and it goes into more detail of the backstory, and again, verification and validation of the numbers I'm talking about in terms of millions of people harmed that have died. So tactics are different, but the agenda is the same. You know, this COVID false flag and reset, global resets, psychological operation is being exposed. So this drama is all part of the Great Awakening. I mean, it had to get this bad to make the overcoming more sweet, you might say. When we know better, we naturally do better. So claim the victory as you seize the vision of virtue and valor that inspires all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, we've got informational psychological warfare going on, and there's got to be a mass awakening to how bad the medical industrial complex has become, you know, in the creation and treatment of disease, just like the military industrial complex has been creating and managing war for profit. People have to come to realize that the healthcare system is a disease care system. It's 97.5% disease care, and it's profit-oriented. It's been privatized for profit. It's no longer a nonprofit, and doctors are no longer the high priests of medicine in their white coats. So they're the high priests of vaccination that's killing people. In America, not all the doctors. You know, there's lots of doctors that have. They're awakened to the insanity of what's going on and are telling people how dangerous the vaccines are. But the media and the medical, the pharmaceutical corporations are basically, the media is owned by the pharmaceutical corporations. Their biggest clients are Big Pharma. They're making the most money from Big Pharma. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. And Big Media is getting most of their money from Big Pharma. And we're talking about big tech also, Google and Facebook. You know, they get kickbacks from the websites that they provide, you know, for drug pushing. I mean, you know, this is the realization that people are waking up to. And a lot of people have problems with this because all their life, you know, doctors have been like gods. You know, I mean, it's like the religion of modern medicine, the cult. It's really the cult of modern medicine. And, you know, we all grew up that way. You know, doctors, you believed in your doctor. You know, doctors are good for you. Vaccines are good for you. And now we're finding out that it's been overrun. It's been over, you might say, wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. That's corporate law. And everything's being corporatized. You know, we've seen this, you know, over the last 20 years since Citizens United court cases, whereby, you know, they call it Citizens United, but it was like Corporations United, where corporations were given carte blanche, you know, where profits came before the public whenever, you know, when they're under duress, you might say. So we've had one war after another, and we've had, you know, the fake wars, and we have the informational warfare now, psychological warfare now regarding healthcare. So This healthcare situation, you know, here's the food for thought, folks. Back in 1975, Daniel Brinkley said in his famous bestseller, Saved by the Light, that the future of humanity will be fought in healthcare. This is back in 1975. Now, I don't know if you know the story, I've read that book, but in that book documents his near-death experience and lessons from ascended masters when he left his body and was and went to a crystal city in etheric realms before he was sent back for an amazing life, guiding tens of thousands of people through the transition of death with hospice service. Daniel Brinkley's story, actually, he's had two near-death experiences where he was out of his body and had life reviews. It's one of the most amazing, dramatic stories. If you've never read that book, it's virtually required reading of my top 10 books. It's one of the most amazing books you'll ever read and gives you a real extraordinary insight in what goes on after you pass through transition. you know what a life reading is and how you, you know, that understanding. So again, he's saying that what the seminal messages given by Ascended Masters to the Daney and Brinkley back in 1975 was that the future of humanity is indeed being fought in healthcare. I mean, this is like, what we're seeing is like the dark night of the soul of America. And hopefully most listeners to the show are already well aware that there's a method to the madness, which is the testing of the soul integrity of each and every one of us as an all-connected Aquarian whole, a healthy, holistic, and holy whole, representing birth of a new Aquarian Earth, the United Sovereigns of Earth, an all-connected quantum consciousness of the unified field of 5D common sense on Earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. So get ready and hold steady. Big changes are coming. Aquarius, the quantum age. Many people are already calling Aquarius the quantum age, as I said before, because natural laws governing the quantum field will frame the new science governing the quantum field energy on all levels, including energy healing technologies, as well as clean, free energy technology, liberating the Earth from petrochemical pollution of air, water, earth, and food. But that will likely be the latter part of Aquarian spring. In the meantime, the public is being beat up by mass media, messages of mindless fear, cognitive dissonance, doubt, and depression on purpose. Got to keep the people divided and conquered and in confusion. They don't know what to think because they can't be manipulated otherwise. If they all hang together rather than hang separately, then we would stop the insanity, the mass psychosis, and basically, you know, rise up and take command in the footstool kingdom. So the foreign war on terror has come home. We're seeing it at home with domestic terror war against an invisible enemy, the virus. And like the Patriot Act after 9/11, the public is being told to forget their core freedoms in the name of biosecurity. It's the same false flag tactic, but a new medical tyranny strategy. So, I mean, this concerns me. I mean, if the vaccines are truly harmful, which is pretty well documented, how do we tell family and friends without harming them with the truth? I mean, what's a spiritual thing to do? Is it better to believe it's all good for the placebo effect to make it so? I mean, the opposite of the placebo effect is the nocebo effect. I mean, look up nocebo and placebo. So the opposite of the placebo, you know, it's all good and, you know, just light and love, easier and faster, you know, it's all, you know, or the opposite of that is the nocebo effect, which is like a curse when someone tells you that you only have so many months to live. If you believe it, then, and there have been many cases of this, doctors telling people they have 3 months to live, and 3 months, boom, they're dead. They die because they believe it so. And it's like, I mean, and it's the effect of this for spontaneous healing, you know, there's enough, you know, Jesus was well known, you know, before getting someone's attention and saying, you know, would thou be made whole? And then, be thou made whole. And with that, be thou made whole, they would be made whole bioenergetically, cosmically, otherwise, and have miraculous healings. I mean, some people have that power. And, if you give someone, you know, tell them that something horrible is going to happen, you know, with a vaccine, that can be interfering with their free will, what they want to believe. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to interfere with people's free will because karma's a bitch. I mean, the payback isn't worth it. The whole world is going through this conundrum right now. And if a vax victim believes he is, a victim of vaccinations, will he more likely act like one? I mean, would it be foolish to try to convince someone who is vaxxed that it's harmful, since that fear could be a self-fulfilling prophecy? So in respect for everyone's sovereign free will, the best we can do is pray for their health and provide a gentle counsel to keep their immune system strong. And if they haven't been vaccinated, don't encourage it, for God's sake. You know. Anyway, I got kind of off track there, and I want to get back into this a little bit now with the presentation regarding dynamics of the Great Awakening. As I said, I have an open letter of support to the unvaccinated. I have a print version from the Livingston Enterprise that I go over in the video. It's a short video that was that was actually uploaded on August 28th, the day that this show is being archived. So the tactics are different, but the agenda is the same. COVID false flag and reset psychological operation exposed. And as I said, it had to get this bad to make the overcoming more sweet. You know, this is the hero's journey. You know, the hero goes through, you know, the crisis, the near-death experience, you know, the mission impossible, and then he comes through it. And because of the big drama and the great fear, and the sufficient faith to carry the day, and there's the overcoming and return, the hero's journey home, the return of the hero, the prodigal son. So now we're talking about a global affair. The vision of virtue and valor that inspires all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. I mean, the revolution is a global affair now. Evolution, revolution, revelations. So I love the quote by Thomas Paine, author of Common Sense, one of the founding fathers of America, who said, quote, "Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph." So here's the hero's journey. The tactics are different, but the globalist agenda is the same, as the love of power of the deep state resists and resents the Aquarian power of love, the high state of God, love, source, I am. And as Patrick Henry said, Founding Father Patrick Henry, quote, "Should I keep my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason toward my country." In other words, can't hold your light under a bushel when push comes to shove. You gotta basically stand up, wise up, rise up, you know, take command in the footstool kingdom. So keep in mind that enlightened cosmic love in action is the holistic, healthy, Holy Spirit that is culturing decentralized golden age models, as will neutralize faithless fears fomenting the cause of disease. The sense of separation from a unified field of TLC. Talking about TLC as far as telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, telecommerce, economy, the TLC connection. So we've got basically, we're kind of the turning point of the hero's journey. You know, we've had a year and a half of, you know, basically going into the underworld, you know, of all the our worst fears, you know, and the manipulation and the psychological operations and the false flag, you know, false information, disinformation, misqualified energies, you know, the power trips of the power elite trying to make everyone as miserable as they are. And we've been seeing government centralized tyranny unleashed, and big media centralized tyranny unfettered, and big pharma centralized tyranny unmasked, and market manipulation tyranny unmitigated. All these, you know, this has been basically the challenge this last year and a half, with the beginning of this psychological operation, this great experiment in collective unconsciousness, becoming conscious to the test of you know, and the trial and the initiation of enlightenment, of the initiation of Aquarian Spring, of mass awakening. So we're seeing, and you might say, the four quadrants, the fire, water, and earth, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, the four lower bodies of self and civilization. We're seeing this initiation with four dynamics, with basically the power of government, the test there, and how we're seeing tyranny unleashed with centralized government takeover attempts. And this is versus the Aquarian thrust for a purpose, with the media medical market megatrends that are shaping Aquarian vision, virtue, and victory. You know, managing the Aquarian power of love, sovereign self-governance. So that's the etheric quadrant, you might say, of government. And, excuse me. So, and then we have it in the mental quadrant. On the cosmic clock, you know, it spirals from the 12 o'clock line into the 3 o'clock line. The mental quadrant with, you might say, the media, the mediation of the collective and consciousness of self and civilization. We're seeing the deep state is, we're seeing centralized media. They're trying to basically, the centralized media, mass media programming of the mass mind, it's one message. It's basically centralized tyranny unfettered. We're seeing, you know, the incessant programming of fear porn to keep us divided with fears, so we obey without thinking, without question. So this is, you might say, the mental body tyranny that we're seeing versus decentralized unity and diversity with the universal interface of global telecom, telecommunication, telecommunity. Mediating Aquarian wisdom of love, which is known as the sovereign wisdom of the crowd. So sovereignty in all these four quadrants, sovereign self-governance, sovereign wisdom of the crowd, or sometimes say wisdom of the cloud. That's the whole global telecom model, what that looks like as far as culturing wisdom of the crowd. We've got the medical industrial complex with Big Pharma's centralized tyranny unmasked versus sovereign self-healing with global telecare, you know, versus, you know, the tyranny, the centralized tyranny agenda of Big Pharma is basically trying to take ownership and control of the whole medical industrial complex where you don't even have rights to your own body. They want to mandate vaccines. They don't want to give informed choice. That's what the whole lesson's been the last year and a half. It's like our freedoms are being co-opted. You know, giving up, you know, they want us to give up freedom in the name of security till we have neither freedom nor security. And they did this with, what went on back in here, what was it with Citizens United back about 10 years ago, where they passed, the Supreme Court passed this ruling whereby corporations have rights, and basically corporate rights to profit supersede public rights to know better. Actually, the whole of all the Bill of Rights, corporatocracy, and Big Pharma run corporatocracy, does not want us to even own rights to our own body. And this is what people are waking up to. And a clear vision of how good it could be with global telecare, with well-informed, free online information for well-informed consent, for self-care, for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, and for free. Of course, that's coming, and the medical-industrial complex does not want that to happen, so they're doing a takeover agenda with centralized Big Pharma tyranny. You know, again, the media is owned by Big Pharma. And the opposite of tyranny is well-informed choice with the global telecare model for basically medicating the sick healthcare system with love, with sovereign self-healing. So sovereignty is really the bottom line is the top line. You know, we own our own lives, our own health, or we own our own, We own our own life, learning, health, business, you know, sovereignty. So we've also been seeing, and this is the fourth quadrant where it goes physical, you know, the economics is market manipulation tyranny. It's become unmitigated with corporate rights superseding public rights. So this tyranny of the marketplace is challenging decentralized blockchain security with telecommerce capabilities that will liberate global exchange of value by way of a gold standard of virtue and valor for the victory of all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So this understanding of blockchain technology, making it possible for people to bypass the middleman, the Federal Reserve banking system, and exchanges of value, global exchanges of value being liberated with security, so that you can have person-to-person exchanges of value without a fraction of the action going to the banksters. So there's no healing the mass psychosis we've been seeing the last year and a half, which is basically all of this tyranny stuff on the surface. It's like being challenged. You know, it's in our face. We've been, you know, just immersed in it with this incessant fear porn and mass psychosis. And there's no healing this until we come out of denial of this in-our-face tyranny by way of the media, medical, and market machinations that are continue to manipulate the mass mind. So at this point, I'm getting a little relief from all that. You can watch the four-minute video, highly credible video, by this Dr. Hodgkinson, I believe he's from Canada, on the scamdemic, him saying that the scamdemic, this pandemic scamdemic, is a pack of lies. And he just knocks it out of the park in 4 minutes. The short, hard-hitting video is about all the COVID measures and how they are total BS as a belief system in the dangerous cult of modern pharmaceutical medicine. Stop the shot. He's just saying, stop giving these shots to pregnant women, to the children, to the people. They're dangerous. They're killing us. And you and wake up. You just wake up and wise up. You know, just stop the shot. That's what he's saying. In 4 minutes, he basically just lays it out. So there's that video. Again, the compendium in the show notes. This is about halfway through it. You want to watch that if you get a chance. So why are we being deceived about COVID? That's an August 20th article by Paul Craig Roberts. Brilliant. Watch. You can read that if you get a chance. And then there's another video that was first published, actually, in December 11th, 2020. And it's by the inventor of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, exposes Anthony Fauci as a fraud. This was published December 11th, 2020. He invented the PCR test, and he was saying that before his untimely death, right before this whole COVID thing took off, and I don't know whether he was whacked, disappeared, or how he died, but boy, watch his video. It's a short video, and he just lays it out. So beyond all that, again, dark, deep state stuff, let's take it to the top again. I'm going to finish on this note. You know, I love to begin with light and love and do a sandwich of light and love, strong meat in the middle. You know, begin with light and love, finish up with light and love. And I'd like to finish up with this, the Aquarian Mandate. And if you haven't read that link, I provide a link on an in-depth thing on the Aquarian Mandate. We're talking about personal planetary sovereignty. And there's some keynotes here. And this is the best summary I've been able to put together over a year and a half of saying more with less. And there's basically the L-O-V-E, circle, triangle, square, geometrized coordinates here. One sees the vision, embrace the virtue, vow with valor, and claim the victory. We're talking about how pure intention focuses attention with love retention. For conscious ascension. And L is, you know, the I am affirmation, the self-image. O, spherical consciousness, the I can confirmation with self-esteem. The V, the I will determination for self-assurance. And the E, again, we're talking about geometrized characters, L-O-V-E, which are on the website. The circle, triangle, square, the first principles of cosmic law. And I provide links on that for those who are unfamiliar with these metaphor, of course, under the Cosmic Love graphic. So finishes up with this claim the victory of conscious ascension. Again, sees the vision with pure intention. I am affirmation. I can confirmation. I will determination. I do integration, self-realization with all the above synergized in a creative ascent process, the capstone. Consciousness, whereby the law of the angles, geometric order of divinity meets the language of the angels with heart coherence. So it finishes up with links to kind of give the big picture in this love sandwich that I'm finishing up with light and love. There was some strong meat in the middle of this love sandwich. And, of course, I referenced the sponsor of the show, which is Ultramedic Services. So you can get basically advanced bioenergetic modalities for optimal holistic health to optimize your body, mind, spirit health while supporting this free publication. Thank you for listening. I'm wanted to give this kind of synopsis and just kind of pretty much summarize what I've been talking about the last year with more of the essence with fewer words, hopefully. Thanks again for listening, and keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.